Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I'm so delighted and excited to hear each and every one of you who have joined us this morning on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. Now, we're so thankful because God has given us the scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:15, where it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And we know that we have the gift through that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we also have a gift through our very own Dr. Vanessa Webster. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. We glorify you, Father, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior and our Lord. We thank you that you are our gift that God has given us, and you're sitting at the right hand interceding for each and every one of us. But, Lord, we're also thanking you for our precious gift that you sent here on earth through that of Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say we are truthfully thankful this Thursday morning for who you sent through this woman of God. So, Father, we celebrate. We glorify you, Father, for a woman who is standing firm on your word, who intercedes for each and every one of us, who perseveres through all that she does, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, for blessing her, keeping her in every way. Father God, we thank you for pouring showers and raining blessings upon her, Father, and all the people that are around her, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, and we will truly rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, have your way in this place this morning, this telecommunications sanctuary. Have your way, oh God, that your anointing will flow like never before as we celebrate, Lord God, what you have placed here on this earth through that of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord God, bless the people that are on this call, those that had a desire and could not be on it. We thank you, Father God, for all that you will touch through this call from this day forward. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, team, I tell you, TMC family, I'm so excited, and we are going forth. So I'm going to pass it on to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Silver Fox, God bless you. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your excitement this morning and greeting and seating the people this morning. And thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer and that tagline, giving God special thanks. So we thank you for all that you do. And this morning, I'm going to do just something just slightly different this morning. I'm not going to go through all of the announcements, but I'm just going to give you a few announcements. I just want you to remember that after this call, you want to go immediately to the new morning motivational call right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And I also want to remind you that the next stop is Artists International Extravaganza 2017. And the theme is Bridging the Gap. And we will be at the Sheraton Gateway Los Angeles Hotel, 6101 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. You go to your back office for registration and to make all of your arrangements for the trip. So we will see you in California. And as I said, this morning, we're going to do things just a little differently. We have a wonderful, wonderful woman that we are celebrating today. And we'd like to be able to share in the celebration. So at this point in time, I'd like to bring to you another phenomenal, phenomenal woman and a phenomenal leader, a truly anointed and a blessed woman of God that is going to take the call at this point, and then I will come back and close out with announcements later. But right now, I want to bring this woman. This woman is full of joy. She is a great, like I said before, a great, phenomenal leader. She is anointed and blessed by God, and no matter what comes her way, she still looks to God for her strength, and she pulls and perseveres through. We all love her. We all adore her. Some call her Dr. Dimples. I call her my true friend, and I am blessed and anointed by knowing her. And at this time, I'd like to bring to the forefront Pastor P.K. Roberts. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me this morning?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my beautiful angel.
Oh, thank you so much, Silver Fox. We love you, and I tell you, so happy to hear your voice and hear that God is doing a magnificent job in your body. Thank God for you. Thank God for your love that you share with us each and every time you are on. We also want to thank God for our own prayer general. She is absolutely over the top, super fantastic, for real, Brenda Terrell, and our own Mississippi Queen. I thank God for each and every one of you today. We are so honored, you guys, to be right here in the midst of the blessings that God has given us here on this call and to the artist family. God blessed yesterday, last night, and I was able to get right here with my own dear friend and sister, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so she's in one room, and I'm in the other, and Mother Josie is in the other. And we are here to celebrate on this morning. This morning, what we want to do, because I know how much she loves the Word of God, is to allow just a few of our, we're going to open up the line and get a few shout-outs, and I'm going to ask that you limit your shout-outs to just a minute and so that everybody can get a shout-out. And then we're going to take about five after that. She is a woman of the Word. We are going to bring our mouthpiece and our word forward, and then we're going to do a few more shout-outs because I want her to be extremely happy before we end this call today. So the board is open right now, and if you want to come into the gift, don't wait till the last segment wanting to do yours last. We want to go on and get as many of them done as possible because we're going to close the call. You know she's timely also. So this morning we are going to go on and open up the board and let you come forward.
Okay, all y'all have to do is hit star six.
I see. Mother? Okay, you all hit star six, come into the queue, and let's start this.
Minister Ada?
Birthday party.
Good morning. Happy, happy birthday, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'm just a little bit emotional, so I'm going to be very brief. I thank God for you. You are such a blessing in my life. I thank God for your teaching. I thank God for your mentoring. And I just thank God for the joy. At our last meeting in Houston, I laughed so much because you have such a wonderful sense of humor. And I just celebrate you. My life is so much richer and better because of you. So enjoy your day. May God continue to bless you. Hey, Mother Josie. Hey, Dr. PK. Back to you all. Love you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right, we go head out to Chicago. I know it's cold outside, but warm is her heart. Good morning, Minister Wanda.
Good morning, Dr. Pastor V, all the way from, what does she say, Paraview, Texas. Happy birthday to you, and you allow everybody to celebrate you today. This is your day. May God continue to bless you with many, many more. I love you. I love you, Dr. PK, and also give Mother Josie a kiss for me.
I'm giving Mother Josie a kiss right now from you.
You there?
I'm right. Yes, I just gave it to a Wonder.
Right. Oh, you in Texas. Bless you. What you doing there and I ain't there?
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. But I'm going to say this real quick. Dr. B, they had, not P, but Dr. Vanessa, I had to receive the call from the PAL company, PayPal. That's how come I had to get off the phone, because they had me on hold. And so I left my number, and they called me back because I wanted to be a blessing to Dr. Vanessa all the way from Texas. I said, everything got to hold up. Hold up. I got to take this here call. That's
all right. Well, I love you, and I appreciate you so, so much. You were truly a source of joy in my life, and I thank you.
God bless you. Bye now.
All righty. Miss Rebecca and Miss Gracie, good morning.
Good morning, and happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. I just want to wish you a happy birthday, a birth week, birth month, birth year, everything. And I just love you, and I want to just tell you how much I appreciate you and the master's call. And I just, our whole family has been changed because of this ministry that you have. And I just am so grateful to God for you. And I just hope you have the best day ever today and just the best month filled with so many blessings. I love you.
I love you too. And I receive that. I receive that. Thank you so much, sweetheart. All right, here's my other buddy. Good morning, President Charlie May Lewis from Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Just want to wish you a happy birthday, and I pray that your day is filled with nothing but love and happiness, and that you enjoy it. You know, we should have something in common. We're both have birthdays this month. And I just want to let you know that I love you and appreciate all that you do for me and for always praying for us and keeping us lifted up. We thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. Big kisses back to you. Thank you, thank you. All righty. I think this is our major prayer warrior out of Tampa, Florida. Good morning, good morning. Miss Willa, how are you?
No, this is Minister Rob, and you unmuted me. Should I wait?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Good morning, and I'm just as excited up in New Jersey. Good morning, Minister Robin.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. PK. Dr.
Good
Vanessa,
morning.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I love you. I honor you. I am so glad that God has put you in my life. You have been such a blessing, a wonderful mentor, teacher, friend, confidant. You have done great and mighty things for our King, and it is a blessing to just shout out to you. Enjoy your day, enjoy your month, and God says he is well pleased. I love you, Dr. Vanessa.
Oh, I received much.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so thankful for each of those shout-outs, and God is so good. We are now getting ready for our words. Our word today is coming to us from a mighty woman of God whom has been pushed out of the nest by our own, bless her heart, by our own Mother Eagle, and she has the power to do that. But not only that, she does it so lovingly. She does it better than I do it. I knock folks out. She pushes. she kindly pushes you all out. But I just thank the Lord today for our own woman of God who has really, really stepped up to the plate and has just blessed us with so many wonderful messages. And she is the one who is going to come and give the birthday message today. She's a mother, a super fantastic wife. I've seen her in the presence of her loving husband. She prays. She is a prayer warrior down in her church and doing ministry, powerful, powerful ministry. And so this morning you all receive to the front of the line to bring our birthday message to our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon is coming from our own Minister Willa. Come to the front, Ms. Minister Willa Peterson.
Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I love you so much. Take it away.
And I love you as well. Well, praise the Lord, my TMC family. Can't you just feel and see the confetti? Don't you? I mean, just think about it. We're having a party. There's confetti in the air. We have our hats and our horns on because our hats and we're blowing our horns because we are celebrating the woman who we affectionately call Mother Eagle. So happy, happy birthday to you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you so much. We love you dearly. And may your day be filled with love, joy, and you already have a surprise with Dr. P.K. Roberts being there and all that God has ordained for you today on your special day. And I just want to say thank you, Mother Josie. Thank you so much for the woman of God that you raised, because if it had not been for you and for Mr. Weatherspoon, there would be no Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So just give Mother Josie a big hug for me, Dr. P.K. Roberts, just saying thank you for being the woman of God who raised a woman of God. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you so much for introducing me. And I am not going to be before you long because I know that so many of us want to get on and just pour our love and upon Dr. Vanessa this morning. So I'm just going to briefly go over what my message was last month because it's tied into the message this month. And last month my message was entitled The More Excellent Way. And I gave 6 points that will enable us to live in a more excellent way no matter what we're facing. The scripture reference came from 1 Corinthians 13, and the 6 points to live in a more excellent way were, and I, when you get a chance, just go back and read it because I don't want to take the time to read it. The first point was to get quiet in prayer. Two, be encouraged to know weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Know that the heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. And like rivers of water, he can turn it wherever he wishes. The fourth point, fervently pray. Fifth point, know that what Satan meant for evil, God means it for good. And sixth, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So by meditating, believing, and embracing these points, you will experience a more excellent way and live a life that is characterized by the mark of excellence. So as we celebrate this Christmas season, let us remember God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, as an example to us of how we are to be an image of Christ's likeness and excellence. And you, I'm sorry, my dog just heard the garbage man. All right. So what does a mark of excellence look like? Well, here's what it looks like. A mark of excellence is devoted, relational, victorious, anointed, never wavering, equipped to teach and serve. A mark of excellence is sincere. It's sacrificial, and it's affectionate. And mark of excellence and an excellent spirit is exemplified in our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. So if you notice that those letters were an acronym for her name. So as we celebrate let us keep in mind the mark of excellence that has not only been exemplified by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but the Christ-likeness of that mark of excellence, that excellent spirit that we see in our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So in your time of study, please read Daniel 6, which makes mention of Daniel's excellent spirit. And as I said, for the sake of time, I will not go through that. So here on the TMC family, we are blessed. God has blessed us to have two dynamic women who exemplify the mark of excellence in every way, one of whom we are honoring today, our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And Dr. Vanessa, I am like my little sister Ada Levette. I get up emotional when I think about how you have poured out love upon all of us, how you have been devoted to us, how you have been relational and resilient with everything that you have gone through, and then you bear what we go through, how you have been victorious, how God has anointed you, how you have never wavered, and you've always equipped to teach. And not only are you equipped to teach, but you equipped us to teach. You are sincere. You are sacrificial. You're always giving of your time to all of us, no matter what time we call you. You are there, and you are affectionate. You are just the perfect mother eagle, one who embraces her children, but then one who says, now you have your wings. I've taught you well. Go out and fly. So I love you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our mother eagle. Thank you for having the excellent spirit. Thank you for having that mark of excellence. And now, my TMC family, I'm going to get out of the way because I know more of you want to love on Dr. Vanessa. And Dr. Vanessa, we do love you and appreciate you. So now I'll turn the call over to Dr. P.K. Robinson.
Amen.
And happy, happy birthday.
Oh, girl, that
Thank
was so
you.
I want a copy of that myself. It wasn't matched for me, but I want a copy of it. That is so wonderful.
Praise God. Praise God.
With the acronym, how appropriate. Oh, God, you are so wonderful. I thank you, Lord, for putting all of us together, bringing us all together. So appropriate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next, we are going to go right back into our birthday shout-out, and we are looking, we're going to start it back off with our prayer general kind of open us back up, and then we're going to go down through the rest of the shout-out, and we're going to have our song, and I have a special presentation. Okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, all right.
Yes, yes, good morning. Can you hear me? Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for this wonderful, wonderful gift. And again, I'm going to give that 2 Corinthians 9:15 where it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And I, like I said, I know we have that indescribable gift through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But guess what? We have another indescribable gift, and that is our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Vanessa, words just cannot explain what you have been to me personally. But I know and I have seen and seen it with my own eyes, what you have been to so many around the world. And when I tell you I can go across from one side of the country to the other, and somebody knows Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. That is just amazing to me how this woman has touched so many people. I love and appreciate you, and I say ditto, ditto, ditto to everybody that has spoken, because I could go through the mentoring and all and the teaching, because she's the best history teacher I ever had. I'm telling you,
Amen.
She should have been my history teacher in high school. I love and appreciate you. God bless you. And back to you, Dr. PK.
Amen. I love you. Thank you so very much. Thank you so, so very much for what you do for us. You are phenomenal. Okay. Silver Fox, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor PK. Can you hear me?
All righty. Front and center.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And happy birthday. Happy birthday, Pastor Vanessa. You know, this is a day I shall never forget, because as I told you before, you share this day with the man that planted the seed that that caused me to be here, and that is my dad. So today is his birthday as well, so I shall never forget your birthday. But what I shall never forget either is the times that you have been there for me. Even when I couldn't stand for myself, you stood for me. You and Pastor PK have been such an influence in my life, and I thank you for it. I thank you for your persistence and how you push us out of the nest, even when we don't want to go. And, yes, I'm still clawing to the side, but I know you're pushing me. And I heard you the other day, but I didn't comment. And I know that now is my time. So, but I know that even if I fall, you'll be there to pick me up. So yeah. I love you. I love you dearly. I love everything about you. I love how you let God use you and that you are transparent and that you are a true woman of God, that you don't fake what you're doing. You let God use you. And because you have done that, you have been a blessing to so many people. And because of your great wisdom and how you're able, Para General just said, you can teach that history. But you have a way about you that not only can you teach it, but you teach it in such a way that is very easy to receive and understand. And I thank you for that. I love you. I will be there to help you and be there as your, what did you call me?
Mama Bear.
Your Holy Hazel. So I'm here to serve as your Holy Hazel. So I love you. Love you, love you, love you, and God bless you. God bless you, Mother Josie, for bringing such an angel to earth. I love you all. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful. Holy Hazel. Oh, God, we thank you. We all need one who's in ministry. Well, we have an 803 number here. If you could come front and center, can't quite know who that is. No, that's from South Carolina. Who do we have there? 803, maybe you just want to be a silent this morning, but your line is open if you want to say happy birthday. All righty. Miss Kai, Minister Kai, are you there? I know that you're at work sometimes and you can't get on the line. Okay, let's go on up to Boogie Brunk and call on our minister, Cynthia Cox. Can you come front and center? Come to the front of the line.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear as well.
Good morning, good morning. Happy birthday. You know what, I just sent her a text because I wasn't able to get in. I was like, I cannot say that. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for PB. Have a beautiful day. I love you. I love you. I thank you for throwing me out of the nest. You're Dr. PK. I love you so much. You have enjoyed it. And you know what? You have the whole month to enjoy the rest of your birthday. Hello. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Thank you. And you did send us some cool weather, even down here to Texas. Yes, you did, girl, and we appreciate it. All righty. This next lady is just a phenomenal woman of God, and I just love her so much, and I'm so honored that she's on this morning. Miss Artemis, will you come to the front of the line? We love you. God bless.
Can you hear me, Dr. P?
Loud and clear.
Good morning, Dr. PK.
Good morning.
I am here to wish Pastor Vanessa a happy birthday and tell her thanks for being in my life. I appreciate sharing her with everyone else. And back to you, Dr. PK. I'm so excited to hear your voice and know you're close to her. Have a beautiful day. Thank you all for allowing me to share.
You are so wonderful. We thank the Lord for you. Yes, we do. We thank God. Did Minister Kai get on yet? If you did, let me hear your voice. Let me see you move. Okay. Do we have anybody else that need to star six and come into the queue? If not, I'm going to bring our Minister Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, would you come to the front of the line and give your tribute?
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family, good morning, Dr. PK, and happy, 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 happy birthday to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is our victorious, anointed, nice, efficient, saved, sanctified, and appointed one. And so I celebrate you today. I celebrate the outstanding, the phenomenal woman of God who you are. I thank you for being our mother eagle. I thank you for seeing in us things that we did not even see in ourselves, and knowing when we were ready to step out into the kingdom and to begin to do what God has prepared for us to do. I thank you for being the one who gives us godly advice, and you keep us straight on the path that God would have us to go. You keep us in our lane so that we can receive the blessings that God will have for us. When I say that you love us unconditionally as God does, you do that and more. And so I celebrate you today. 59 years of life is what God has given you, and I pray that he will continue to give you the desires of your heart, that he will continue to supply you with every single thing that you need according to his riches and glory. I thank him that he made you fearfully and wonderfully, that he anointed you, that he appointed you for such a time as this. We love you. We love you. We bless you. We praise God for you. And here is your birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you and keep you is my prayer. We love you. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
All righty. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that birthday song. You are our singing birds from out there in the West Coast, singing just like that, just like it's 12 o'clock in the day, girl. God is wonderful. We're going to bring front and center our own Minister Kai, our working Minister Kai. Boy, she be working it. She jump over there and give Caesar what Caesar's, and then jump over here and give us what the Lord gives her to give us. And so we love her for multitasking. Minister Kai, you're on. Oh, Lord, she just dropped off. Well, while she's dropping back on again, you know how it is whenever you're working, y'all. I'm going to bring the woman who is responsible for us having our own Pastor V. I'm telling you, I have certainly enjoyed being in her presence last night. And this morning, I'm laying right up here in the bed with her, and she's getting ready to give her birthday wish. Mother Josie, you're on.
Happy birthday, Vanessa.
That's my mother, Joseph. We woke her up, but you know she wants to be woke so that she can hear what is going on up in this house. I like the way she runs this place up in here. Oh, Lordy, I thank God. Are we finished with everybody? Okay. Well, I just want everybody to know that the Lord blessed and I was able to get down to be here with my sister, and I wanted to come to personally show her love. Love is not what we say. It is what we show is what God said to me. It doesn't matter how much we say the words unless we step up to the plate sometime and show that we love somebody, then it doesn't happen. And so it's not fulfilled. It's, the circle is not complete. And so, Pastor V, I'm here on the behalf of the TMC staff to say to you that we love you and we came all the way here to bring you this gift, and you're to open it. Well, I want you all to know that getting here was really a challenge, but it was all God. And as we are presenting her this gift, I also have our platinum president, Vicki and Reggie Flanagan, on the phone, and they are ready to give their shout out and our birthday song, and we are going to get ready to close in prayer. So if you would open up the line with, of course, you know she's going to respond to everything, but if you'd open up the line for Vicki and Reggie so that they can come on. If you could star 6 and come into the queue of the TMC, girl, they may be on the MMC call, thinking they're on the TMC call. You all, these calls are so close together. But I'm just getting a text from Vicki saying, we on the call. So I don't know. They must be on the other one. I don't know. But anyway, I just want you to know, Pastor V, that your contributions to the ministry and the kingdom of God is so phenomenal that God himself used me to come and to say to you that he loves you so much, and stand firm in continuing to provide the ministry that you are providing here for your mom and our mother, Josie. Stand firm in continuing to provide the ministry that you are giving to the TMC family, as well as the MMC family, the Artist International family. Because that which we do for Christ will definitely be rewarded in ways that we can never truly understand or comprehend. So with that being said, we are now turning it over to you for your words, and then I'll come back and give the closing. Then Sister Willa will come back and give the closing benediction.
Wow. I never usually been short for words, but Tennessee staff, y'all outdid yourselves. Thank you. And I already decree back 100-fold into your lives for just sowing into mine. Oh, man. You know, I love serving you. I love this call. I love mentoring you. Yes, I was shocked when I came home from church last night, and I do my normal walking up the hall telling Mom, hello. Then I come around the corner and look who's sitting in the chair there with Dr. PK. I'm like, yeah, what are you doing here? So I was so surprised and just blessed that she would take out the time and come. And as I was teasing her, she kind of passed out around 10:30. I told her, Mother Joseph, don't even go to bed before midnight. And so we have just been having a blast. I am just so grateful for every one of you all's expressions of love. I know I'm going to go back and listen to this. And for you all just caring enough to do it, that means so, so much to me. It is such an honor to serve. And for some of you all in the Houston area, we'll be at the Papa Do's at by Willowbrook at 6:30, Candy and some others are joining us. You all are welcome to come, anybody who wants to come for our birthday supper. And so I'm just grateful. This is a great day just to be here, 59 years. I don't mind letting everybody know. And just to be here and to have the most important thing to me next to God is my mother here, and then my dear friend Dr. PK, and then all of these great shout-outs of love. I am a blessed, blessed woman, and I love each and every one of you. There's so much greatness inside of each and every one of you, and thank you for allowing me to help you spread those wings and soar. And as we go through time, we'll even soar higher for the furtherance of the kingdom. Again, I love you. I appreciate you. And continue to pray for me as I will for you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Monticello, Mississippi, via Prairie View, Texas this morning. Thank you for all you've done. And I love you. Back over to you.
Love you so much. We want you to continue to have a super fantastic day. But God just gave me a little pat on the back when he says to me, she's going to Papado's, your favorite restaurant here in Houston. And I said, oh, God, I thank you. God loves all of us, and he wants us to look for his little special blessings today, his little gifts that he's given. And as Mother Josie is rubbing my back and patting me on the back right now, that is also a little special blessing all the way from heaven, from my mother, Bessie. And so I just thank God for how he loves up on his children. At this time, we're going to bring the call to a close as Minister Willa comes to give us our closing benediction. God bless you all. I love you, and thank you for just supporting me and allowing me to do what I do on this call.
Thank you, Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts. Nobody does it like you, and so we just praise God for this time. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our King, we are just so thankful today for the birth of your dear daughter, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to come here and show her some love. We thank you, Lord, for getting Dr. P.K. Roberts there safely. And, Father, we ask that you get her safe travels back home. Bless their time together, Lord. And, Father, as we love on Dr. Vanessa, we just thank you, Lord, that she feels all the love and more that we are given to her. Now, as she goes out throughout her day today, Lord, let there be more surprises, more examples of love, oh God, more demonstrations of love, Lord. And Father, we ask that you continue to use her mightily. She's 59 years young, so we thank you, Lord, for adding even more years. I say 106 is a good number. So, Father, please continue to bless her. And to be 106 and in her right mind and in perfect health, in the name of Jesus, nothing's too hard for you. So, Father, we thank you for this day, this wonderful day that you have made, that we are celebrating your dear daughter, our Mother Eagle, our Dr. Vanessa. And, Father, we just ask that you shower her with favor today. Now, bless everyone who is on this call. And during this season, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. And my TMC family, go out and have a blessed day. Enjoy the rest of Dr. Vanessa's birthday. Although we may not be there with her physically, Dr. Vanessa, we will be there with you in spirit. And from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Bye-bye.
Love you, baby. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.